This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do I need to have wudu to touch the Mus'haf? Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Amma ba'd. This question about touching the Mus'haf without wudu, is it allowed? The vast majority of the Muslim scholars agreed that the person should have wudu before touching the Mus'haf. Because this been reported from several companions, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and Nawawi before that said, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Salman al-Farisi, Abdullah ibn Umar said that, and we didn't hear any one of the companions oppose them or said something different than them. So that's why the ulama said it's a matter of agreement between the companions that the person should have wudu before touching the Mus'haf. Also, they based this argument on the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Amr ibn Hazm when he sent him a letter, and in it, لا يمس المصحف إلا طاهر, only طاهر should touch the Mus'haf. Because of these evidence, you'll find the vast majority of the fuqaha agreed upon that. Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbalis said you should have wudu before touching the Mus'haf. If this been said, I want to also say that there is some scholars disagree with that, and they said touching the Mus'haf with wudu is only recommended. And among the Tabi'een, Al-Hasan al-Basri and Sa'i ibn Sirin, and Ibn Hazm rahimahullah wrote about this a lot, and he basically adopted the opinion that having wudu is not a condition to touch the Mus'haf. For me, I will highly recommend you to have wudu before touching the Mus'haf. And also I want to make sure to make this distinguish between the Mus'haf, which is the Arabic text of the Qur'an, and the Qur'an that exists in any gadget, like in your phone, in your computer screen, or in a translation of the Qur'an, or book of tafsir. You don't need have wudu to touch these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always guide us to what is right.